Yes.
And that was the end of that.
I know, that was in the Challenger accident.
Yes.
But do you know how long or short that list of candidates was and who besides you was on it?
I never did get hard figures. We were told some of the names on it. The folk singer John Denver was on it, who
yes.
was later killed in a ultralight crash. There was a journalist, I recall. There was a poet. There was at least one actor, although I don't know what an actor was doing there. Jeannie had dance covered. There was a journalist, the teacher. I've forgotten all of the ones that were in there, but the impression that I had, without ever getting hard figures, was that there was something like a couple of dozen they were going to winnow down to about a half a dozen.
Was that program like a public relations stunt from NASA?
Oh, yes.
Well, the idea was the public sympathy for the space program was declining. Apparently, folks had unbelievably enough found the moon boring, and the budgets were being cut for NASA. And it began to occur to them that maybe if we want to interest the taxpayers in this, we should send up a few. We should send up something other than military people and scientists. We've sent up a whole bunch of jocks and nerds, and now why don't we send up a beautiful woman dancing in free fall, or a poet who can tell us about the glory he's seeing out that porthole, or a journalist who can report on the heroism he saw of the crew, or something other than just guys who don't really know how to talk, being inarticulate from orbit.
Mm-hmm. And now the Challenger accident, and of course now the recent Columbia accident, the chances aren't any better now for NASA to pick up that civilians in space program again, are they?
No, I'm afraid not. They've declined once again. It looked like we were creeping ever closer because the shuttle had become what seemed to be a comfortable, safe, shirt-sleeve environment. And I kept hoping that any minute now somebody would think, gee, it wouldn't take any extra effort to put a trained dancer aboard there. You know, we've done other things, stunts for political capital or for PR value. Why not use one that visually makes sense? But now they're sure to clamp down again.
Jeannie, let me ask you, how did you feel when Challenger blew up? You knew that it could have been you on that space shuttle, for instance?
Yes, but it didn't make any difference. Maybe it's part of my Zen Buddhist background. I don't know. But I felt every bit as interested and passionate and curious I had a deep desire to take the next one smoking. I mean, I wanted to go, and I really deeply was, committed to that. And I was...
Our phone rang off the hook for about 3 days after the Challenger exploded, with journalists all saying some variant of, well, now what are you? Now are you so anxious to ride on one of these fool things? And for 3 days, I listened to Jeannie say, I'll take the next ride.
I'll take it. Yeah, I would definitely.
Would you still?
Oh, yes. Except, you know, I'm a lot older now. In some ways, I don't know. Yes, I would. I would in a hot minute. I keep thinking that you'd probably want to have some incredibly beautiful 30-something-year-old tops.